reckon I should introduce the boys in the band. They've never met each other. This group has been in existence for 22 years now. It's hard to believe. How many of you are younger than that? All right. Well, that's good. Glad somebody is. But I'm the only original member left, you know. The others, original members, you know, they went on, became famous guys like Tony Rice and Daryl Anger. Todd Phillips just won a Grammy last year. I guess that's old stuff now. But this group has been with me longer than any other band, and especially our bass player, who's been with me way longer than any other band member. And I really appreciate that. Because I've left quite a few bass players in my wake. And this guy is stuck with it through mostly thin. We're trying to thicken it up a little for him right now. He's in his 13th year now. Please welcome James Kerwin on the upright bass. Next fellow over there that plays the violin, mandolin, percussion, and even at times body parts. Refrigerators, chairs, steering wheels. He plays it all, and exceedingly well. He has his own CD out that no home should be without. It's called Camp Town. Please welcome from Davis, California, Joe Craven. Fella on flute and bass flute. I'll tell you, you gotta get up early to get ahead of this guy, usually. He altered the sound of dog music about 8 years ago with the flute, adding the woodwind section there, and he's just recorded a brand new album that'll be out on acoustic disc in May called Flute Jazz. You ought to start hounding your record store for it now. No pun intended. He's from Point Richmond, California. Please welcome Matt Eckel on flute. And the newest member of the band, although he's in his fourth year now, from the bluegrass country of Argentina. Cordoba, Argentina. makes this band an international band. And he's the master of Latin style guitars playing, and of course he's got a Herringbone D28 there too. He's got two projects out on acoustic disc, solos from South America and his latest called Latin Touch. Please welcome the man we call El Magnifico. Enrique Coria on guitar. Now, if you haven't followed the history of this band, which you'd have had to start listening right at, you know, at birth for some of you guys. You can catch up with this 20-year retrospective called DGQ20. And there's about 38 tracks on there with various, with every incarnation of the group, including this one, and a lot of special guests, including people like Vassar Clements, the Kronos String Quartet, and many others, among which our dear friend Jerry Garcia played on a cut. We'd like to do the tune that Jerry helped us record called Dog Nation.